Kyebar Sepa Tuyantan Sangchuk Semche Gomentan Kyeban Thala Kyeban Gopar Sepa Kunzop Sangchuk Semche Gomren Thar Sinti Thayepi Semche Nala Pemba Jya Chempo Jogo Malaya
Rumiji wishes everyone good morning and makes the aspiration prayer that you will perfect our ultimate bodhicitta, which cults through the very root of existence, and that you will also perfect relative bodhicitta, which cuts through clinging to the extreme of peace. So now we will chant the verses from the Treasury of Knowledge composed by Chamgon Khondro Lodra Thaye. The verses on gaining certainty about the view. And while one is chanting these aloud, one should reflect upon the meaning at the same time.
Are
there those who didn't get a copy of the text?
Lakpachang.
Raise your hand.
Take me some ye nga trok den ye. Go, 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 go. Paya. Yore. Te peche tangore. Arewe. Te eskale ya.
No.
Te nga tsu depe na sem ga sabare yo mare. Maumbe na matang sem chi yo mare. Tata na sem kiching mare, tata na sem kiching mandi, de tata na sem kiching bandala maying pamandrozo.
So the appearances and the mind related to them of the past have disappeared, they're gone away, they're no longer here. And the appearances and the mind related to them, the mental states related to them in the future, have not yet arisen. And so what one should focus on without becoming distracted in any way are the present appearances and the present mind states one has. The present appearances that we're experiencing are only the coming together of only arise through the coming together of causes and conditions. Ultimately, they are do not exist through having some kind of an essence. They are empty. They are the inseparability of appearance and emptiness. So one should remember this again and again.
Tene tata sem de karre. Tata sem kichin mate hirap je mekite na tong sang. Vandao. Mate pa yana sar sang vandao. Sar tong lang vandao chi. Lungi vandao.
So the present mind, then, how is that? Well, if one looks with the eye of Prajna, one finds that the present mind is empty. It is emptiness. It's nothing to be fabricated. It is absolute clarity. It is translucent, totally luminous and clear.
The name Malangoshina Kande is a Saman Tango. Malangoshina, Malangoshi, because of Nama de la Kandishino. Nantong Nantong Chodatabo. Malangoshina, Nama de Nantong Chodatabo. Malangoshi, but Namdo, what is Satong Langi or here? Yenda Kandi.
So if one turns to the situation where one recognizes that one is dreaming, then how are appearances in that situation? And they are like the empty appearance of the moon in the water. And the mind then that recognizes this situation is luminous and empty, or clear and empty.
Depa, Depa Mambo Sam, Depa Latin de Kahi, Numong to Kahi, Dongandogando, Inayon, Depa, Depa Yomare, Malam Tandini, Sepandavore, Depa Yomare, Pinto Kayam.
So sometimes we let our mind get very involved. With the past, and and so we become disturbed, our mind becomes sort of churned up with all kinds of disturbing or afflicting emotions. However, this past doesn't really exist. It's just as if we've woken up from a dream. That dream is gone.
Tene maungbar tsende ye maungbar tande tsanno mungba tangdo pela tende kanga mandava naso namdo la Namdo Madavanato and Bajigdo, Inayang, Maumbati, Tanda Yomari, Maumba, Maumba, Malam Tabachi, Tanya Yunayang, Ranka Tandig, Sepanagi, and Dotomor.
So then the future, we have a lot of thoughts. About the future, preparing for it, making things nice for the future, and so forth. A lot of our mental work has to do with thinking about the future. However, that future doesn't exist now. It's like a dream. In a dream, one can sort of have, let's say, visions or ideas about what the future might be like, but actually one can't really go there. One just has these fabrications about it.
Maungba chandi te malam de lamga zoba te chikpa yore. Malam de lamga jizona na jayin bandele doya chandi zona. Malam trupa kapsa te san do thugure, lega dogure, dogure, jizon doya yomare. Teta chikpa re samayo.
Thoughts about the future are just like as if one were preparing or building a road in the dream. So during the dream, one builds this huge long road, and during the dream one might be able to go a little bit along that road, but that's about it. When one wakes up, it's gone.
Nyambani je nelo lanju kala pengedo. Nyamni je tonto kala pengedo.
So what's the benefit of thinking like this? And the benefit is that it will help one to realize equality. The equality of all phenomena.
Oh yeah, tando.
Tando
bitte so le. Now we change. We now we change.
So it's page one for those of you who just got the book.
Bow, bow, bow.
What one strives for is nirvana, the place.
Somba, Mandro Sajaji, Dodin Kiba. So, Timore Rang Tong Kare Rang Tong Fijite Kansa Rantong Re Kansa Kasim Yang Rantong Re Kansa Kedo Ketsova Yang Rantong Re Chutam Jay Rangang Ovi Tongba Milam Dravo. Rangang of Tumba Dagila Ming Yomare, Ming Rangang of Tumbare Dagi Rang of Tumbare Dagi the Ming Nika Tumbare. This and the Yimi Sadraji Tumbani Sindo Yet and Sava Kaya Yom. Oh, Seba, Tony Chotoktea, you were a Koshota. Kid, then don't worry.
So this is the Rangtong school's position that we've just chanted. And what is Rangtong, or empty of self? What does that mean? It means that the individual is empty of the self, and it means that the mind of the individual is empty of the self. It means that the feelings of pleasure and pain of the individual are also empty. In brief, all phenomena are empty of having a self essence. The basis of designation for a name is empty of a self essence, and therefore the name itself is also empty of a self essence. And because of these two kinds of emptiness in relation to the basis of designation and to the name that's imputed on top of it, it is said that this kind of emptiness that is dealt with within the Rangtong system is called the emptiness that has no basis and has no root.
Chujin taye papa de mebe nani, tene donga rang dong de tene beba de ya yuris. Kain sena te chujin te kangala nyam yundu. Tene sosu chevola, lula tembe donga do tena rang dong de kikudu. Lula tembe donga, lonjo la tembe donga. Dala tembe dunga, nil tembe dunga, danin jawa la tembe dunga, change la tembe dunga. Tundu mandrava na sofa chindo. Dunga mandrava na sofa de chujin re. Chujin dunga mandrava na sofa de taran dong re. Te chitan dunga si jiti dagi de tsorwa ngembare. Te la dunga si ming dagbare. Dunga jin ming te daigi tsobu ting ni yomare. Jumsen karre. Nga tsupe na peke te dunga si ji tsikte lungba kienda ka ha kogumare. Ming tanya ha kogumare. Yomare te dunga te daigi ting ni yomare. Pepe dunga 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 si te yate yomare daigi. Inji ke la karse suffering iso. Suffering si ji te yomare. Papa tala suffering sinato. Then I get Jarka Madaba K, Madaba Nuts over Ming, Madaba Nuts over you. Mean the Daiki thing the Omari. Sorva Dukati thing the Omari. This and the Ming Madubari. Ming Daiki la Madubari. Daiki rankare. Daiki ranki Natsu Dungaji Sorva Madaba Nuts over you do. Tanda Mama Labaji in the Dunga Madaba Nuts over you do. Ted Dunga de Kavando. Hirabji make a talk on Dungachi. Shai make the Zogmado Tokomodo. Dungalta Tokomodo, Hirabji make it tena. Tene Dungate, Dungate Selayamudo, Dungate Nayamudo, Dungate Sayorji Tenayamudo, Nangwangu Tenayamudo, Tenyi Palayamudo, Leben Nangayamudo, Ninga Nangayamudo, Kala Gesomi Selayamudo, Dunga Nigamudo. Dongaji Sorvang Daigite Hiraji make it and a many besena then Daigite Yomare. This and a Donga Mingi Tongba Donga Hipe Mingda Daigi Nige Tongbare. Mingda Daigi ni de la same log sena Ming ten Sensare Daigi ten Senire Seni de la ten Sens and Namdo Jigido. Taki Sequate Senire made ten Sensare. Tagisakwal tin, may namdo jigido, may namdo latin, tagisakwahakogulo, tagisakwala lander zogolo. Then I ye same lowl and singy than sends a cigarette. Jigdin below and mean that die a cigarette. Singy same log and mean that die in yiga madabre. Jigdin below same lowl and singy than sends a madoba mazen, singy young madabre. Sini Madhuba Mazen, Swensa Mings, I am Madhubari. Dictate logs in the Ming the Daginiga Madhubari. Then Ravala Yimi Yeme Betongba, Yimi Tongba Chimbo Sigre. They are poor Hakoguri. They have Magon, they Halloween. Hallo is a Karakaleka. Karaha Lore, Tonga Nato Yungu, or they Halloween. Hallo is a joke of the world. Teacher and joke about it. Papa to cover it. Day for me. Monday, no, you are charity. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in order to establish what this empty of other is, well, there are limited numbers of phenomena. Unlimited numbers of phenomena that one could use as a basis for establishing this emptiness of self. But amongst all of these, the best to choose is suffering, because it's something we've all had an experience of. It's not something strange and foreign, but close at hand. So there are many different kinds of suffering that are possible. The suffering that's based on our body, the suffering which then one can come to see as being empty, suffering based on wealth or resources, suffering based on enemies, on friends, the suffering that's based on the changes of enemies turning into friends or friends turning into enemies and so forth. So there are many different kinds of suffering as well that can become the subject of our investigation. So usually, in general, what we call suffering is a name that we give to a negative sensation or a negative feeling, something that's uncomfortable in some way. So we give it that name, but actually, if we look carefully, you can see that that name, suffering, does not really exist in the thing that we posit it to. It does not really exist on that basis of designation. And one way one can see that is if you take the name Duknyal, for example, which is suffering in Tibetan, and you say that to Tibetans, they'll understand, but if you say it to other people, they won't know what you're talking about. So the name is not inextricably attached to that kind of feeling. It's the same feeling, but then English people would say suffering, and the French would say something else, and so forth. So there are many different names for this same event. And that is a way of showing that the name is not truly irrevocably connected with this basis of imputation. So the basis then for giving the name, the basis itself, is various experiences of suffering. So then if one analyzes to find out, well, where is this suffering? Where does it exist? And as one analyzes with the eye of Prajna, when one looks outside, one finds, well, it doesn't exist outside. If one looks inside, one finds it doesn't exist there either. And it's not somehow in between either. It's not something in between outer and inner. It's not in the outer objects. It's not in the inner sense faculties. It's not in our brain. It's not in our heart. It's not in some feelings we might have in our limbs. And so, since one can't find this absolute location of suffering, no matter where one looks, then one comes to understand that even the basis of designation, i.e. not only the name, but that on which it is placed or put, that also doesn't exist. So when one is using ordinary or worldly terms for these two things, one speaks about a basis of designation and a name, but within the context of pramana, or of logical dialectics, whatever you want to call that, or cognitive theory, they have different names. They're called that which illustrates and that which is to be illustrated. So that which illustrates is the name, and that which is to be, no, that which illustrates is the name, is the, excuse me, that which illustrates. Is the basis of designation, and that which is to be illustrated is the name. However, within this pramana tradition as well, neither one of these are truly established either. So this then non-establishment of either one of the basis of designation or the name, or in other terms, of what is to be illustrated and what illustrates, or sometimes called the definition and the definiendum, neither of these, in either of these ways of saying it, are truly established or have a self-essence. And this then is called the great emptiness without any basis.
Tīsa nā ngāla dunga jindō, sāmpa kāpso, dunga tī nēlok lā hirap jī mīka tā kundō. Dunga jī nēlok lā hirap jī mīka tā kundō, tīn tē tā bārī.
So when we have this thought, oh, I'm suffering, things are difficult, then with our eye of prajna, we should look at the true nature of this suffering. And that is called view, being able to look into the true nature of suffering. So emptiness is something that's very difficult to realize and very difficult to understand. So it's explained again and again and again in many different kinds of contexts. For example, there are the Prajnaparamitas sutras that come in various lengths of 100,000 and 8,000 and so forth. And the 100,000 verse version of the Prajnaparamita is in 12 volumes. And it's just again and again coming to give explanations of emptiness in many different kinds of ways. So those of you who wish to realize emptiness, then again and again you should reflect on it, meditate on it, and analyze. So now we'll chant the 16 different kinds of emptinesses. It's on the sheets from that you got at the Pulahari, not today, but from before. So today we should pronounce the Tibetan especially clearly.
Mūsō nōngē jējē, dōngzō gōzē yē jējē.
Tēndā wājā.
Mūsō nōngē jējē, dōngzō gōzē yē jējē. Tē nōngē jējē gō, o nē zōngē dōngē. Tō nōngē.
Tā, tūmē yē rā tō sōrē.
And then the way that these are condensed into four.
Gume jero dobo ne gundo ngubu dumbo ngubo mebe.
Oma yendong ka lok tonson ne ga yiyon ro ga za ta dan yin te ton yin nandir chonam. Yeba chub ji dan ni si ye kisara.
So today we come to the Shenhong tradition, which is on page 61 of the Tibetan, for those of you following that, and on page 5 of the English. The basis of negation is the perfectly existent nature. The object of negation is the imputed and dependent natures. The perfectly existent is empty of these two, so state the Yogacara Madhyamakas. They assert 14 divisions which are summarized into two.
Ga yendong lo la ga yon ro sumare. Ga yon ro ga pa se de ye yon do re. Demba mi se de demba ka go go re. Demba kakpi yate yondro re. Ga ye yondro yeng te yinyi trupe yorlen de pa. Ga ye yondro yeng te yinyi trupe yorlen de pa. Sikre tanda semje nelo yeng da repa yir me paam. Satong yir me paam. Yang na semje nelo wo sarvam. Same general of the king, but they tell a guy, tell a yondrop signal. Yondrop said the carre. Duzeje Sardusoma Maimba, Zopchi Seba Maimba, Zopchi Mazepa ranking in Balayondrop signal. Zopchi Seba, the judging is Sarduchiba in a yondroman.
Within the Shentong school, then, the basis of negation, what is that basis of negation? And that is the perfectly existent nature, the third of the three types of imputed, dependent, and the perfectly existent. So this perfectly existent, the third kind, is the basis of negation. It's also known as the Dharmadhatu, as suchness or tatata, and it transcends being an object for mental elaborations. It's called the basis of negation because what is to be negated then is that which is not true. So it is the basis for that process. It provides the foundation or so for that process of negating that which is not true. Another name for the perfectly existent nature would be the true nature of the mind, that is, space and awareness inseparable, or clarity and emptiness inseparable, or luminosity. These are all other ways of saying the perfectly existent nature. Also the Tathagata Garbha. So this perfectly existent nature is not something that is a condition that is newly created, arising out of causes and conditions. It's not something that is fabricated or made up, but it is something that is simply there without doing anything.
Kunda sijite nelog la mihen. Namdoka takpa. Namdoka ta yapuchu mambuchere. Tela kunda sigre. Yemang sijite rawang mepa. Rang la rawang san mepa. Jotan chin la tinte chenga zover a mato. Rawang san mepe. Ngopotola yemang sigre. Tangbo.
So then within the Shengdong school, that which is to be negated is the imputed, is the defining characteristics of the imputed nature and the dependent nature. So what is the imputed nature then? And the imputed nature is something that does not exist within the true nature of the mind. It's something that has been labeled or put out there or imputed by conception. So that is like many, many, many different kinds of phenomena.
Penna jarkam rabu chino. Dharonga matsav.
Kuntak
sarma. Oh yeah. Kuntak sarma. Kuntak sarma.
Kuntak sarma. Yine shen matsav.
Yine shen matsav.
Then what is the dependent nature? Dependent, if one looks at the word dependent, it means one has no power within itself. It is helpless in a certain sense. It has no independence. And why is that? That is because it arises and ceases depending on various causes and conditions.
Mamang la tu govre, mamang la matu na, tene pumbo la ramang mado. Mamang to la yang, ramang yo mare, pumbo gdriki zogre, ramang yo mare, nika la ramang me bachan and kaleka voyovre. Ten double yewan segundo. Yewan ke nyam yung te, tene, naso, kangala yapuyere.
To look a bit further at this dependent nature, if one takes a country, a nation as an example, well, the leaders of that country are dependent upon the people. Without the people's support, the leaders have no power. So their power is dependent, their independence is dependent upon the people. So they're dependent on the people. And in turn, the people are dependent on the ruler. The ruler is telling them what to do and makes rules and so forth. So both do not have. They're both dependent on each other. Neither one is independent. So we've probably had experiences of this.
Then young Yemang, then you moment on the control Lajana Yabuyere. Control the Yemang there. Carasana, control Savatan, just same people may have a chagando. Control Chin and Nikogumudo, same Kangan Rondo, so the young control Sandu Mudo. Mudo, your Marie in a young. Jujin tender so the Ramang Mepa Kondroja, same drop go na ying dar, ying magawa jago yore, then Jujin ji yemang na tende, Ramang Mepa Kondroja.
So, to look further at the dependent nature, if one takes from amidst all the different kinds of disturbing emotions that we have, if one takes up anger, anger's not something that anyone really wishes to have. When one's truly in a rage, one doesn't sleep, one's heart is beating hard, one's head aches, and one loses all sense of peace. So it's not really a state one wishes to remain in. However, dependent on various causes and conditions that are out of our control, anger arises within us and we are caught in this unpleasant state. So what happens to us when we're angry? I mean, not only are we sort of tormented inner, but that's reflected outwardly. Our face becomes ugly. When it was once pleasant, our face turns, screws up into an ugly mask. The way we move, or the way our gestures and our movements and so forth become clumsy. And from being a good person, we turn into sort of a negative person. So nobody would wish this upon themselves. However, because of the causes and conditions that are beyond our control, we turn into this very different person.
Tene ma zangbo tam ma yapo yimba te ma zangbo tam ma yapo te dukya zongi yang kontrol zogre. Ina yang kontrol soya nando mado te tene pakya ke top je rama ma pa kontrol je bade.
So that which turns this good person, this fine individual, into a negative person is the anger. And this is a transformation no one would wish for, but it happens on the basis of habitual mental patterns. When they are awakened, then the anger arises. So usually a great person is brought down or brought low by, or turned into a negative person by anger. It's usually anger that is the, that does this, performs this transformation. And if we look at our experience, we can see examples of this. So we've looked now at the dependent nature in terms of anger in order to make it more easy to understand. To look at these three different natures, the imaginary, the dependent, and the perfectly existent nature through an example, if one dreams of an enemy, someone who harms one, and anger arises, so that idea, oh, that's my enemy, that name that one gives it, or this sort of verbal convention that one applies to that appearance, that then would be the imaginary nature, the first one of them. The anger, the suffering that then comes to disturb one's mind, which arises without any one's wishing it to, that then is the dependent nature. And the perfectly existent nature is the true nature, the actual true nature of this anger. It is empty of an object that's perceived and a subject that perceives. It is the luminous nature of the mind, without any stain, perfectly pure. It is that which, if one meditates upon it, the clear aspect of the mind will glow.
Gaza teni ge gaza kunda da yemang ni re gaza kunda da yemang teni ge ga ye ga ye le tong be ga ye yu do le tong be ga ye sem ji ne le wo sa le tong be ga ye de ke ni bo le tong be ga ye sem ji ne le yin le yin mi le tong ba re tong be yon ro ni yin ji tong ba yin ji yon ro la yon ro te yin dong re Rang over Tongjang Mare, Rang over Treme Tongba, Tube Tongbare, Rang over Yi Tremat and Tube Tongba Yimbesena, Yondrop, Ni Yin, Yin Tongba Yinchi, Nanjur Chupa, Oma Pate, Yin Donga Son Zimbana, Ma, Ma Wo, Yin Dong Zoka, Margaret, Ma Wo. I yin dong by yin at the mago. The mama na yin dong at them.
The mode then, the next, we've looked now at the basis of negation and the what is to be negated. And then the text looks at the mode of being empty. The mode of being empty is that within the basis of negation, which we've seen is the true nature of the mind, luminosity, or the Tathagatagarbha, the Buddha nature, or expanse and awareness inseparable. So with that then, is empty of the two things to be negated, i.e. the imputed and the dependent nature. And in that sense, then, it is said that the perfectly existing nature is empty of what is other to it. So it is empty of the imaginary and the dependent nature, which are other to it. And this way of explaining, then, is what is said by those who hold the tradition or the view of the Shantongpa, which is also known as the Yogacara school.
Tene ta yendong la tsuke che kashi yore.
Naso.
De parinsi kaju leng kalu rumbo che dokang tangpo tsuksa tere de la nge tsuke te zubare.
Naso.
De pen yendong ta wa la pen pe rewa yo.
Naso.
Ma pen na ya e pen ta kukute. Takke ta.
So you got these sheets today, and these are verses about the Shantong view that Rinpoche composed at Plej, at Kaguling in France, which is the first retreat center that Kala Rinpoche established in the West. And Rinpoche hopes that these will be helpful to you, but you should sort of examine them and see, well, are they useful or not in understanding this view? And I'd just like to remind you that when these were copied, the photocopy shop mixed up two pages. So the two types of emptiness that summarize the 14 of the Jiangtong school and the verses on Serdo Pension's view should be reversed. They're on the wrong pages. The first one we'll look at, however, is the view of the Shentong school. The one with four verses with four lines of four. So these are four different ways of explaining the term Shentong, and hopefully it will be useful to you. So we should chant this 108 times. 112 times, which is 10 times 10 plus 12. which is refers then to the 32
chen
chutra chudan chuni
chuni ka
12
oh yeah please
So that then is the sum of the 32 marks and the 80 characteristics. So these are all the qualities of the Buddha. So if one chants them this amount of time, it should help you. So we chant the root verse for today.
Nangi cheva deva togudo, kache nanga dunga togudo, ti cheva karre deya paaku.
So we'll chant the eight ornaments, or sing the eight ornaments of profound meaning, sung at Ramding Sky Cave. It's on page.
Mama.
Mari.
Dedo shinji.
Oh, Golda.
Ramde chamjo tani manja ramde nambu. Ramde nambu kicha manji.
Mari. Ne. Kavado. Page 12. So and other people who practice don't, they seem to just find suffering. And so this explains why one happens or the other does.
Ta chuseba chuse de kahela deva toba tan kahela donga tobi cheba hatosun teapo taku.
So now you understand why it is that when people practice, some are miserable and some are happy. So now we'll chant the last one, the page 47, the prayer of the aspiration prayer of commitment.
Yeah.